Hannah Shervin and Jen Wirth are in the center circle. Here comes the opening tap, and it's controlled by the Zags. Picked up by Leanne Wirth. Gets the tap from her sister. And here comes Gonzaga, moving right to left in navy, attacking the basket to our left. Top of the key, Leanne Wirth with the basketball. Picked up the dribble to the right side, and Walker. Walker, bounce pass inside to Jen Wirth. It's knocked away. Shervin knocked it away, and the Yotes have it. Here comes South Dakota with Korngable, left to right in white, attacking the basket to our right. Korngable, top of the key, right-hand dribble. Swings it over to Chloe Lamb on the left wing. Lamb, entry pass to Maddie Kroll. Kroll's spin move, loses her defender, high off the glass and good. South Dakota gets the first basket of the game, 30 seconds in. It's 2-0 Yotes. Kaylee Trong brings it up for the Zags. To the top of the key, Jen Wirth. Wirth to the near side and Walker. Walker to the top of the key in Townsend. Quick pass to the far side and Kaylee Trong. Kaylee Trong to the top of the key, Jen Wirth. Jen Wirth, left-hand dribble up against Shervin. Left-hand layup, no good, but a foul. Hannah Shervin will get that. Her first and the first on the Yotes. A nice move from Wirth, and that's one of the things that the Wirth twins can do particularly well. They can either shoot it from that spot, either at the top of the key or on the elbow, or they can put it on the floor, try to drive, get a lay-in, or get contact, and it makes it tricky to defend them. Jen Wirth's first free throw is around and out. No good off the right side of the rim. 16-4 on 7-of-9 shooting in the first game of the year for Gonzaga yesterday against South Carolina. Second free throw is all net, and that makes the score 2-1 Coyotes, 45 seconds into this game. Maddie Kroll will bring it up for South Dakota. A bit of pressure here for Gonzaga. A little bit of a 2-2-1 as they get through across the midcourt line without too much issue. Just trying to get that shot clock down a little bit as Lisa Fourth DA's team. To the top of the key in Korngable to the right side in Chloe Lamb. Chloe Lamb gazing over Trong, her defender. Left-hand dribble to the far side. It's a three-point try from Kroll from the far corner off the mark. And the rebound falls to Kaylee Trong. Here come the Zags right to left. Trong have a near side wing. Guarded by Korngable. Lays it off for Townsend. Townsend tries a three. It's good. That's what Townsend can do. Can beat you from any spot on the floor. And the Bulldogs take their first lead in the early going. 4-2 Zags. 8:36 and ticking left first quarter. To the right side and Chloe Lamb for the Yotes. Near side and Korngable. Korngable feeds it inside to Shervin. Shervin high off the glass. It's short and a wrestle for the rebound. It goes to the Zags and Leanne Wirth. She finds Kaylee Trong. She brings it up right to left. Kaylee Trong. Still with the basketball in her hands, now in the near side corner, and now brings it over to the top of the key in Townsend. Townsend to the far side, Walker, guarded by Korngable to the top of the key, Trong. Now to Leanne Wirth, she tries a long two-point jump shot. It's way off the mark, clanks off the backboard, it's off the hands of her sister, and out of play, it will be South Dakota basketball. And USD will have it. With 8:09 on the clock in this first quarter, 4-2, the Bulldogs on top. This has the makings of an entertaining game, this contest today, with the way that these teams can play and the style that they play. Both pretty basketball. A three-point try from the Yotes. Far side corner is good. Liv Korngable connects from distance, and the Coyotes are right back on top. 5-4 inside of 8 minutes to go in quarter number one. And Trong will bring things up. Kaylee Trong for the Zags. She's checked by Kroll. Pretty aggressive defense there from the freshman. Trong bounce passes it to Townsend. Foul line. Townsend, ball in her hand, now puts it on the floor and gets it back out to Walker near side wing, attacking the basket to our left. Now they feed Leanne Wirth at the left elbow, trying to find her sister, now puts it on the floor. Eurostep throws it up there, misses everything, rebound Kroll, but Townsend wrestles it away from her and earns a tie-up. It will be Yotes basketball here on the possession arrow. And that's a great defensive play from Townsend to flip the arrow in favor of the Zags. The next time the ball gets locked up. First sub of the game for USD is Allison Poplowski is checking in. She replaces Shervin, who remember picked up that quick foul, which is something to keep an eye on as we go forward. For both of these teams, I think foul trouble, and that's something you often see early in the year, especially when you don't have any exhibitions to play. Something to keep an eye on as we move forward. Liv Korngable with it, now to the top of the key. And Uguski gets to the left side. Chloe Lamb looking for options here, holding the basketball above her head. Now Uguski pulls a trigger from a three from the top of the key, off the mark, way off the mark to the left side, and Townsend brings down the board for the Zags. She tries to push it in transition, too many white shirts. Now to the foul line, stop and pop, jump shot, off the mark, short, and the rebound falls to Uguski for the Yotes. Here comes South Dakota, attacking the basket to our right, ahead 5-4, under 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. To the right side and Kroll, top of the key and Poplowski. Poplowski, bounce pass down low, knocked away by Jen Wirth, and Leanne Wirth picks it up for the Zags. Kaylee Trong now has the basketball, pushing it in transition. To the near side, Walker. Walker tries a three, it's short. Rebound by Poplowski for the Yotes. So far, the Zags a little bit cold from the floor, 1 out of 5. Here comes South Dakota left to right in white. Top of the key in Lamb. 6.5 to go, first quarter, 5-4 Yotes. They feed it inside to Kroll. Kroll draws a double, kicks it back out. They swing it around the perimeter to Chloe Lamb. 3-point try off the mark, left side, no good. Tapped out by Poplawski into the hands of Korngiebel, and Korngiebel will reset. Fresh 20 for the Coyotes. To the baseline in Lamb. Lamb tries a baseline jump shot in and out. Boy, that was halfway down. Rebound, Jen Worth for Gonzaga. And that brings it to Strong now, running the offense. Her sister is waiting to check in at the scorer's table for the Zags, along with two teammates. To the far corner in Townsend, guarded by Lamb. Top of the key, Kaylee Trong. Near side of Walker, probing, swinging around the perimeter, trying to feed one of the Worth twins down low. Now Leanne Worth has it top of the key. Shot fake, skip pass, and a 3-second violation is called against the Zags and Jen Worth. It'll be South Dakota basketball. So Kaylin Trong is now in for Kaylee Trong. Or no, both Trongs are going to stay on the floor here for Gonzaga, and some subs for the Yotes as well. Shervin is back in, and Kaya Watson is getting her first action of the game. So on the floor for USD, it's Lamb, Kroll, Korngiebel, Shervin, and Kaya Watson. For Gonzaga, it's both Trongs, Melody Kempton, who has checked in, Jenworth, and Townsend. Top of the key, and it's Chloe Lamb for the Yotes. They feed it inside to Shervin. Shervin throws one up off a high glass and gets it to go. Dawn Blitzaway holding her hands to the sky. She wanted a foul and an and-one opportunity, but the Yotes will take the deuce. 7-4 Coyotes, 5.5 to go first quarter. Top of the key, and Jen Worth has it knocked away. Stolen by Shervin. Yotes have it. And here comes Chloe Lamb, another offensive possession for South Dakota. Lamb feeds it inside off the hands of Korngiebel. She recovers, finds Watson top of the key. It's a three. It's off the mark. Air ball, rebound by Trong. Kaylee Trong for the Zags. Here come Gonzaga right to left. Kaylee Trong lays it off toward Kempton, but it's off her hands into the hands of Korngiebel. And we go the other way for the Yotes. Outlet pass, Chloe Lamb. And she thought about a baseline jump shot, instead tries to move it into the post. Pivots off the glass, around and in. And a timeout called by Lisa Fortier, with the Coyotes up 9-4, 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Gonzaga needing time. This game fast-paced. Give you a second to catch your breath here. Back in a moment on the South Dakota Coyote basketball from Learfield, IMG College.